Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
I'm the doctor. Give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back with the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I'm not very good at flirting. I never was good at the whole batting the eye or, like, you know, leaning in and I don't, you know, trying to, you know, peekaboo some of my body parts because I never had the confidence. I never thought I was somebody people wanted to see. You know, I never really liked, you know, my body, and even when it was good, I just never liked it. I never thought, you know, so I really didn't have a lot of confidence, you know. And so if I would kind of flirt with somebody, it wouldn't be the, you know, oh, I like you, or, you know, eye contact or whatever. I would get louder, and I would make more jokes. So, like, if I was in class and there was a kid I liked, I'd get him to notice me by making jokes. And, you know, making somebody laugh for me was kind of my in. And I never got in trouble for sexual harassment, all right, with flirting, as we're seeing some people are, because I was never, you know, officially flirting. I was just kind of joking around, and I got their attention. They would talk to me, and then, you know, another day, and then hopefully it would lead to something or whatever. So I'm not very good. I told you guys, don't come to me for advice on sex, please, right? Or you know, how to get the guy, get the girl. I don't know how I ended up getting married and having two kids. I credit Jack Daniels, I guess, and my husband, you know, allowing me to drug him. So flirtations are starting to go by the wayside. I've noticed that less people flirt with me. Has to be because of me, too. Listen, I'm not, you know, I've never really been flirted with a lot. Or if I was flirted with, I never identified that. I never acknowledged it because, you know, I just didn't think anybody would want to flirt with me. But I am noticing just, you know, with a lot of the guys, you know, I hang out with or at these meetings, everybody starts to say something and then they stop. And they go, oh, my gosh, is that going to be read wrong? Or is that going to be, you know, taken wrong? You know, and I try to let everybody go, I go, guys, you know, it's okay. I like the jokes. I mean, it's not, you know, as long as you're not harassing, you know, you're fine. It's a safe zone. We're good. But you have a lot of people kind of panicking because we do have new rules. And it's a new world now. Thanks to Me Too Movement did a lot of good. Unfortunately, though, it did cause a lot of confusion in terms of, you know, somebody saying, yeah, he flirted with me and it's harassment. And you're like, well, a lot of flirtations isn't harassment. There is a difference. You know, flirting is, you know, trying to see if there's a connection, trying to get noticed. Harassment is when you don't leave them alone and you creep them out. And so it's all in the eyes of the beholder. If somebody, you know, likes you, and you are persistent and saying, you know, nice dress, or, you know, you look good, or, you know, you're beautiful, or your shape, you know, you're very curvy today, or whatever. If you like the person, you're like, oh, yay, yoo-hoo-hoo, and you're all giggly. Yet, if you don't like the person, you're like, you're a creep, get out of here, and I don't want to work with you. And so how is a guy to know, or girl, when they're about to flirt, if you're going to Title IX them, or if you're gonna try to get them fired, or send them to HR, and all they want to do is kind of just, you know, flirt. And we talked about workplace. A lot of people use the workplace as, you know, a meeting ground. You don't have a lot of people that are really up on Tinder. Tinder's huge. you know, but yeah, a lot of people that are old school going, look, you know, I want to kind of know the person. I don't want to take a guess. I don't want a blind date. I don't want to be dealing with the swiping. I want to know the person, get to know them. And it's actually, on one end, from an evolutionary standpoint, it's admirable to want to get to know, want to make sure you don't, you know, get the rejection, you know, feel them out, learn about them, you know, and then hopefully have a more successful relationship. That's kind of how we evolved, where we, you know, hone in our skills to be able to attract who we want to attract so we get to be with them. Unfortunately, with workplace, you know, we just saw, like, Chris Matthews, you know, leave abruptly his job, and we're seeing on a whole variety of fronts, some people can take flirtation as harassment. And so now the advice is, if you want to flirt with somebody at work, don't do it. But that's not working for people, all right? Because it's in our instinct. When you like somebody, you're going to like them. You know, you will maybe laugh at their joke, or you might want to connect with them. And we're taught, if you want to connect, you touch them. You know how your cats or the dogs will come up to you and rub against your legs, or try to, like, sniff your nose or lick your mouth or whatever? It's because they want to connect. Now, we can't lick each other's mouths at work. Good, thank God, especially with coronavirus. But we will want to, like, touch their shoulder, or, you know, touch their back, or fix their hair, whatever, because we want to connect. So what are some ways to flirt while we're trying to figure out this whole Me Too movement and what's safe and what's, you know, non-harassing or whatever? Well, as a woman, okay, if you're a guy and you want to go up to, you know, a girl and let them know you like them, one way to do it is to actually listen, okay? If a guy is listening to me talk, all right, we connect. Even if you're bored to death with what I'm saying, act like you're interested. So you can very easily connect with somebody just listening to them. Don't fake compliment their ideas, but if they give you an idea, and let's say it's a good idea, and you use it, that's pretty flattering, okay? If I make a joke, and it's a good joke, and it's not an obscene joke, and it's a joke allowed at work, and you like it, laugh. And maybe say something like, you know, you always cheer me up. I'd be having a bad day, and you cheer me up. You see, so there's ways to compliment them. You don't have to talk about their boobies. You don't have to talk about their looks. Now, you can pick, like, you know, if you really, if that's the only thing in your wheelhouse, you could maybe say, I like that eyeshadow color on you. You know, that it looks good today. You know, where it's a little bit distant, you know, or, you got your hair highlighted. I like it. It looks good. Where you're almost like objectifying certain pieces of maybe their look, or, you know, great boots. That really wouldn't be as...
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Thank you, Genesis Communication Network, for making the show happen. Thank you, Daniel, for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so coronavirus update at 111,936 cases, so about 112,000 total cases, 3,893 deaths, and 62,700 people recovered. In terms of states, we are being told by Fox News that the following breakdown comprises the latest. Washington has about 136 cases, California 114, New York 105, Massachusetts 28, Oregon 14, Florida 12, Colorado 8, Texas 8, Illinois 6, New Jersey 6, Pennsylvania 6, Arizona 5, Georgia 5, New Hampshire 4, Maryland 3, Nebraska 3 cases, Rhode Island 3 cases, Tennessee 3 cases, North Carolina 2 cases, Indiana 2, 1 in Oklahoma, 1 in Wisconsin. They say 1 in Nevada, but I thought it actually went up to 4. We have 4 presumptive positive cases. Kentucky has 1. Minnesota has 1. Missouri has 1. Connecticut. D.C. has a case. And it's going to be updated as we go. I'm actually thinking that it's already been updated. Right now, we're seeing USA is at 617 cases with 22 total deaths. So we have test kits, okay? And the test kits have been rolled out. We don't have enough of them, all right? We sure could use a lot more. But the test kits are now going to allow people to be able to be identified. There's been news headlines on, well, how, you know, can you tell if you have coronavirus? What are your symptoms? Well, cough. They say usually a dry cough, but, of course, in the more severe stages, it could turn wet. Fever. Body aches. Headache. You could even get vomiting, diarrhea. Again, very similar to flu. So that doesn't help us. And so, you know, people are wondering, well, do we go on lockdown? You know, where do we go to get tested? We aren't really there yet where anybody can just go and get a test. Most doctor's offices don't have it. Most urgent cares don't have it. We're still kind of where certain facilities can test for it, and then they have to contact the health department, and the health department will put you in isolation and test you. If you're at low risk, some are suggesting just stay home. In the UK, they've been suggesting that people just stay home. You have, if you're higher risk, you need to be in isolation, you need to be watched, you need to be treated. Family members need to be checked. Quarantine's in place. So it's still a little bit of a cluster. And the reason why is we have 350 million people in the United States. And, you know, a million test kits aren't going to cut it. And, mind you, these are not very easy to mass produce. Samuel C., a PhD, a professor of biomedical engineering at Columbia, told Fox News with only one location to perform tests for the whole country, there was limited capacity to confirm or rule out a positive diagnosis. This allowed labs located closest to test subjects to cut down specimen transport time. So the CDC initially was the only lab that could do the testing. CDC headquarters are located in Atlanta. But now that we have caseloads, you have to have other foci where people can test. The CDC first distributed the test kits to labs across the U.S., but the results weren't able to confirm if a person under investigation was positive or negative for the virus. Those samples then had to be shipped back to the CDC for proper testing. They said the initial CDC test kits contained a reagent, which is a chemical, used in processing the samples that led to inconclusive results. It wasn't functioning properly. This meant the labs processing outside the CDC were getting inconclusive results. So that was a cluster in that people who thought they were negative might have just gone out and, you know, still exposed others. I'm not sure if there were false positives, but we are hearing that there were false negatives. So to transport the specimens, even if you overnight them, that still takes a while. Then if you have short-staffed labs, backlogged kits, testing was taken close to 2 days for a result. Now, the COVID-19 test, they say, according to Fox News, requires 3 culture swabs. We get one from the nose, one from the throat, and one from the lower lungs. So you have to inhale deeply, cough, spit up saliva and mucus into a sterilization collection cup. So they're not taking any chances. A lot of coronavirus will attach to the nose, but sometimes you could miss it. So they're kind of triple, protecting. They're hedging their bets. They said regulations designed to maintain the integrity of the samples and to protect those who are handling the shipping and packaging might also delay transport. They say although streamlined and in the care of medical professionals, there are specifications on how the samples are packaged within the container. Specimens must also remain within a narrow temperature range at 2 to 8 degrees Celsius when shipped. So, we don't officially have FDA-approved diagnostic tests. They said, but through the emergency use authorization, the FDA has made available two tests, one through the CDC and one from the New York State Public Department of Health. They function similarly, but were developed by two separate organizations. Now, they are supposed to be using the same technology, this real-time polymerase chain reaction that, you know, looks, amplifies the RNA so it gets tested. But, you know, we're going into our third month. And with, again, very little information out of China on this virus, you know, they've tried to use people's blood, they've tried to use previous coronavirus to, you know, figure out how to make a test for this. And so, you know, when people say, you know, did the government screw up, I don't want to say they did because, you know, when you try to make a highly specific test in so short a time because the demand is there and you're not getting the full story, I think you did as best as you could. And this is why. We are being told that the coronavirus has mutated at least once since the start. Scientists at Peking University School of Life Sciences and the Institute Pasteur of Shanghai said in a preliminary study that one strain, type L, of the virus was more aggressive and accounted for more than 70% of the strains analyzed. But there was a second strain, a type S, that was less aggressive and accounted for about 30% of analyzed strains. So, why is this important that there's two strains? Well, some people are dying of this virus, even young people, and then some are like, I just had kind of a cough and cold, no big deal. So, is it because one is getting the S, the simpler one, or one is getting the L, the more nasty one? I got to figure out a way to remember this, L versus S. S, you think, is more sinister, but S was simpler and L is, I don't know, maybe larger, longer? We'll figure out something like that. They said initially type L was more prevalent during the early stages of the outbreak in Wuhan. That was the, you know, city in the Hubei province, center of the outbreak. But this strain decreased after early January 2020. They say human intervention may have placed a more selective pressure on the L type, which might be more aggressive and spread more quickly. On the other hand, the S type, which is older and less aggressive, might have increased in relative frequency due to relatively weaker selective pressure. So maybe just the times the atmosphere was right for it to expand. The researchers found that the second strain was likely caused by a mutation of the ancestral version, or type S in that case. Now, the L type is more prevalent than the S type, but the S type was found to be the ancestral version. Remember, S isn't as deadly as L. So they said these findings strongly support an urgent need for further immediate comprehensive studies that combine genomic data, or DNA data, epidemiologic data, chart records of the clinical symptoms of patients with coronavirus. And the data available for the study was very limited. Of course it was. You know, how many interviews are you seeing of a young person who had coronavirus and is telling us about all their symptoms? You're not seeing a lot of that. Why not? Well, because the average person doesn't want anybody to know. They want to go back to work. They don't want people to avoid them and their kids. And we had a school shut down because a dad had been exposed to coronavirus. Didn't have it, but there was a father who was exposed to it. I think he went to a school dance, so the whole school had to shut down. And then imagine the kid of this father. This kid is going to be bullied like there's no tomorrow. Nobody's going to want to play with this kid, invite him over to parties. Meanwhile, if the dad never even had it, you know, this kid is now being, you know, discriminated against, isolated, you know. So it's very, very frustrating because, you know, we're trying to limit and mitigate a deadly disease. We're trying to, avoid more people dying that don't have to be. But because we don't have test kits that are as easily readily available, and we have now possibly another strain, you know, we can miss a lot. So, still a cluster, but we're getting there. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Coronavirus concerns continue to dominate the news, including the impacts they're having on the markets. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average has been down over 2,000 points in early trading today. A massive sell-off at the opening bell triggered market circuit breakers, which halted trading for 15 minutes, the first time they've been triggered in 11 years. CNBC's Andrew Ross Sorkin says there are other factors in play here, including an oil production war between Russia and Saudi Arabia.
Crude prices have now dropped 21%, which means effectively that there are going to be some energy companies in the United States and elsewhere that effectively could go out of business.
The State Department's warning people to avoid traveling by cruise ship because of the coronavirus until further notice, noting that the risk of contracting the illness is increased on a cruise ship. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll swim back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe,
all right, we are back on Doc Adali. So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-ADALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So Bernie might be getting the screws again this year. He had said in an interview on Meet the Press that he would have won the primaries in Minnesota, Maine, and Massachusetts if Amy Klobuchar and Pete Buttigieg had not dropped out of the presidential race and endorsed former Vice President Joe Biden ahead of Super Tuesday. And he believes that the establishment, quote, put a great deal of pressure on Pete Buttigieg, on Amy Klobuchar, who ran really aggressive campaigns. He writes, well, he says, well, I know both of them. They work really, really hard, but suddenly, right before Super Tuesday, they announced their withdrawal. He said if they had not withdrawn from the race before Super Tuesday, which is kind of a surprise to a lot of people, I suspect we would have won Minnesota, we would have won Maine, we would have won in Massachusetts. The turnout may have been a little bit different. And so, you know, Bernie, and I'm not here to feel sorry for the guy, but the establishment is then telling us if they did pressure. And, I mean, we all guessed that something must have happened, right? Maybe somebody got promised something, or they said, look, you know, you're going to be done if you don't play ball. Who knows what, you know, phone calls were made. But what it implies is that the Democratic establishment is not ready to go socialized. And I'm kind of relieved by that. You know, a lot of people say Bernie Sanders makes them nervous. A lot of people say they like him. They think this is exactly what the country needs. So, we have more, by the way, we have more primaries coming up. We have Idaho, Michigan, Mississippi, Missouri, North Dakota, and Washington. Now, that ends up offering another 352 delegates. Now remember, in order to become the Democratic nominee, you need to get 1,991. Right now, Biden holds the lead. He's got 664. Sanders trails slightly with 573. So Biden wants to extend his lead because he had a huge Super Tuesday win. Sanders wants to close the gap. And so we have Michigan up for grabs. Now, Michigan has about 125 delegates. And Bernie Sanders won Michigan over Clinton back in 2016. However, Biden got Governor Gretchen Whitmer's endorsement, Senator Carl Levin, Governor Jennifer Granholm, Kamala Harris has now, you know, thrown her weight behind Biden, I believe Cory Booker. And so Biden's been doing pretty well. He has apparently 29% of support for the state as opposed to Sanders at 22.5. So he definitely has some momentum. You know, a lot of people want to vote for a winner. We talked about, you know, donating money to somebody who might not make it. You know, Bernie Sanders with his, you know, fall during Super Tuesday, figurative fall, not very conducive to fundraising and for votes. You also have multiple other states that kind of seem to be leaning toward Biden. I believe in Nevada, it went to Sanders. Nevada, though, had some issues because they wouldn't endorse the union, the culinary union, which is huge in Las Vegas, southern Nevada. They were not ready to endorse Sanders because they were afraid that they would lose their great insurance to Medicare for All. The Culinary Union has a very, very interesting plan for their employees where they have actual clinics that their employees could go to for free. Dental care, I believe, eye care, pharmacy care. And if any of their employees go to these clinics, their care is free, as long as it's something that the clinic could do. And then if they go outside the clinic, there is a copay, you know, and they still have a PPO in a way where, you know, but they are able to rein in costs by running, you know, some of their own clinics. And culinary used to pay really, really well and doctors used to love it. I'm not sure how, you know, doctors were taking some of the changes, but people were worried that if they went for Medicare for All, Culinary Fund wouldn't be able to do what they were able to do. And especially since finding a Medicare provider is kind of slim and far between. There's just not enough of them. So, but interestingly enough, Bernie Sanders still pulled through with Nevada. So, you know, as we kind of come into this next round, and I'm thinking, you know, Biden is still in the lead, it's really, really telling of, you know, where the Democrats want to be positioned with this next election. And, you know, while the media has highlighted, you know, Ocasio-Cortez and Bernie Sanders and a lot of the more liberal-leaning, you know, politicians on their, you know, votes for climate change and things like that, the Democratic establishment maybe is not ready for that. And the funny thing is, you know, somebody might say, well, look, the Democrats want whoever will win, whoever, you know, the country will rally behind. Bernie Sanders was in the lead. Bernie Sanders was crushing Biden. But that's not enough. They had to make they had to think what would allow the middle of the roads, the independents, the Republicans that don't like Trump, you know, who would they vote for? Would they vote for Biden or Sanders? And they had to go with Biden. So I think Elizabeth Warren is still in the race. I'm not sure who she's going to throw her weight behind. My guess is whoever she thinks will win, so that hopefully she gets a position. But, you know, there's a lot of people out there that love Bernie. And this is probably, if he doesn't make it next week or this Tuesday, you know, this is probably going to be one of the last elections that he, you know, fights for, you know, with his age and, you know, some of his medical issues, although he sure is acting as strong as possible. But, you know, is somebody like Bernie Sanders going to come back next election or the election after? And is America going to go socialized? People ask all the time, is medicine going to go socialized? Oh, absolutely, because the establishment is already pushing for that. A Medicare for all is a form of socialized medicine. So what's going to happen is we're going to move towards socialism, unfortunately, in little bits. They're going to first do it with health care. Then they're going to do it with, you know, companies and, you know, certain industries and, you know, where we're going with Amazon, for example, how Amazon is putting a lot of small businesses out of work. You know, that's kind of a one centralized entity. All it takes is somebody getting into power saying they are going to have a controlling stake in Amazon. And boom, there we go. So, you know, we're not going down the healthiest path. We might have a great economy now. Mind you, we're having some drops with the Dow and things with, you know, Russia and Saudi Arabia and oil and coronavirus and all that. But, you know, we might have a healthy, so far, system now. But there is this push to have government more in control. And once government wins on healthcare or wins on big parts of our economy, the rest will fall. And so Bernie Sanders wants to kind of do it all at once, you know, with education and college and, you know, and you know, healthcare, but it's only a matter of time. And so, you know, we have to decide as a country, do we ever want to become socialized, or do we want to still have private companies, you know, able to do what they do best, compete? As a doctor, I'm nervous. Once you go to socialized medicine, we can't take it back. We can't reverse the ACA. That mess, once it was made, it's impossible to fix, no matter how much you chip away at it. Once you promise stuff, you can't take it back. We can't scroll back Medicaid. You know, we can't try to lower our deductibles, you know, based on pre-existing. You just can't. So we need to be very, very careful with who goes into power. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DrDahlia, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I was on a plane, you know, flying to Ohio, and the movie Bombshell was on, you know, was one of the free movies that I could watch. And I decided to watch it. You know, I had seen the previews, and I love all the actresses, you know, and, you know, actors that were in the movie. And so I was intrigued. I really didn't want to see a movie about Megyn Kelly. And that's what I thought, you know, the, you know, preview suggested, that it was about, you know, Trump, you know, insulting her, you know, saying, well, there was blood coming everywhere. And I was like, I really don't want to see a movie about that. I just didn't want to see an anti-Trump movie. But I found it very, very interesting when I watched Bombshell. And I almost wonder if it hurt the Me Too movement more than it was supposed to help. So basically, and it's been out a while, so I don't think I'm ruining this for everybody. But basically what the movie is about is they go to the Fox News days, I guess, in 2014 to 2016. I think 2015, 2016. Where Gretchen Carlson, who was on Fox and Friends, I believe left. I think she was fired. She had opened up a sexual harassment lawsuit against Roger Ailes, which was kind of unheard of back in the day, because that he's a big, you know, he was a big, shall we say, you know, beast in the entertainment industry, beast figuratively. And he was, I believe, 75, 76 years old at the time. And so in the movie, they talk about how Gretchen Carlson had, you know, filed for a sexual harassment lawsuit. And then, you know, she needed other people to speak up, you know, and a lot of people were afraid to speak up in the movie industry or the TV industry or media industry, as many are. And then Megyn Kelly had to decide. And then there was another employee who was kind of in the midst of it. And I don't think she spoke up, but she was kind of in the midst of it. And what was very interesting to me about this movie is they show the scene with Margot Robbie. Margot Robbie, beautiful. I think she's a fantastic actress. She was in Wolf of Wall Street and Tarzan, and, you know, she plays Harley Quinn. And I guess there's a scene where she, you know, wants to pitch herself to the corporate head. And she is wearing a cute dress, and she's beautiful, of course. And she is able to get a one-on-one with Roger Ailes, the head of the company. And so when she pitches herself, he asks her to stand up, do a twirl, then expose her legs. This isn't a true story. This is in the movie. And keep kind of hiking up her skirt until he could see her underwear. And I'm watching this, and as this is starting to unfold, I'm like, just say, you know, thank you for your time and leave. Leave now. She doesn't leave. Leave now. Go, leave. No. And she plays it very, very well in terms of, you know, Margot Robbie plays it very well as being kind of nervous about it and realizing this was bad, but going along with it. And I'm just like almost screaming at the screen, going, get out of there. And she doesn't. And then sits back down, and he kind of talks about an arrangement. And then it sounds like she continues with an arrangement. And I saw this and I was kind of frustrated. I also was frustrated by the movie showed that Gretchen Carlson didn't bring up the sexual harassment claims until after she lost her job in the movie. And then Megyn Kelly alludes to her having, the Charlize Theron, who plays Megyn Kelly in the show, alludes to having a job and being a, you know, female anchor. Nobody gives a female anchor a job, kind of alluding to, did she have to, you know, undergo any sort of, shall we say, understanding or arrangement with Ailes. And when I watch this, I'm thinking, okay, guys, all right, you know, one thing that we women are trying to, you know, purport and suggest is sexual harassment is bad day one. And instead, the movie suggested, and I could be reading it wrong, that, you know, it doesn't get complained about until after you're wronged, until after you lose your job. And a lot of sexual harassment is also forced on you. And, you know, the actress played by Margot Robbie could have left. Now, unfortunately, many of us, you know, it's easier to watch and be Monday morning quarterback. When it happens to you, it is, and it's happened to me, it is really hard to leave the situation. You know, you feel like they're going to come after you. You're scared. You're in shock. But what we're trying to do is empower people to say, no, you know what? I don't need this job. I don't need this industry. If you're going to badmouth me because I'm not going to do a sexual favor, then this is not an industry I want to be in. The problem is how many people actually have that choice. So, you know, I'm not really too sure what to make of the movie. Apparently it had kind of mixed reviews. And I think the reason why it had mixed reviews is you don't have a lot of people that are big Megyn Kelly fans on the right or on the left. So if people on the left really didn't care about Megyn Kelly, they probably didn't want to watch it. And if people on the right didn't like Megyn Kelly's approach to Trump, you know, and there were rumors that, you know, Megyn Kelly, you know, was in trouble when, you know, Trump was rising to power and, you know, she, you know, wasn't a fan and, you know, how long her, you know, stay at Fox News would have been. And so then you wonder, you know, was there also, you know, another impetus to come forward if she was. So, I'm a little nervous about how these movies coming out to, protect others and to try to, shine light on a movement that needs to be addressed, but they do it in a way that almost confirms what a lot of people think. You know, Harvey Weinstein, who has been, I think he just fell or something in jail, or Harvey Weinstein was just accused of and convicted of rape. You know, and he had forced himself on people allegedly and, you know, and, you know, made people feel like they had to do favors. But a lot of questions arise, you know, did some people go through with it so they could advance their careers? And those are the people that we women, especially who are trying to fight harassment and assault, those are the women that we kind of need to stop doing that. You know, if you want a part bad enough, try to get that part without there being a sexual act. If none of the women said, if all the women said, no, we're not going to do that. So you'll have no women in your movies. Okay? There's a chance that they won't be able to continue that behavior. I mean, people will always try and, you know, and unfortunately there will be assault and there will be rape and, you know, and again, I don't know, you know, all the extent of what happened with Harvey Weinstein, but there's been a lot of suggestions that in this industry that there were women who said, okay, if you'll give me the part, absolutely. Okay, you do that once, it empowers more and more to do. And a bunch of us need to say, to hell with it. I've had to say hell no. I said hell no so many times. Did I get that far in show business? No, I didn't. It was a choice I made. And, do I think I stopped them from doing it to other people? No, I don't think I did. They probably, if they were predators, continued. But, you know, this movie showing, well, you know, once you lose your job, then complain. No, I mean, the only way you're going to stop it is when you unite people together, you know, because I don't know. It's a shame because I don't know what happened to Gretchen Carlson, and I really feel bad that she went through this, but the movie portrayed it as, you know, it wasn't her decision until after, like, you know, while she was working. You know, it wasn't an issue, but it is. It's always an issue. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.